The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have a lovely show for you today because we are visiting with one of Chapel Hill's best loved musicians, Mike Craver. He has been an integral part of the scene here and elsewhere for about four decades. Welcome to the Art Spot, Mike.
Thank you, Art.
Folks around here know Mike for his many years in the Red Clay Ramblers. More recently, he's been playing with Craver, Watson, Hicks, and Newberry, who are coming to the Art Center in late July for a show I am greatly looking forward to. But the topic today is not bands, but Mike's solo work. He has out a new album called Bosch and Moonshine. Tell us a little about the record, please, Mike.
Well, for the last 5 years, I've been writing musical shows for a theater up in Illinois. And the shows are all set in the 1880s of the Old West, and they involve six characters who are in every show, so it's a serial. And I just sort of picked my favorite songs from these last five shows and put them on a CD. That's basically what it is.
Cool. They are certainly songs that fit what your fans expect. It's of a piece with the rest of your work, yet they're really... There's some pretty hilarious songs on there, some great language, whimsy. Of course, having not seen the shows, it's like I'm the committee reaching around the elephant all blindfolded. But these are great songs on here. I kept trying to turn back to work and kept getting caught back into the music instead.
Well, I'm delighted to know they sort of stand on their own and you don't feel like you have to know anything about the shows to appreciate them. That's good news.
Yeah. How did you come to be doing these shows set in the 1880s and 90s? And
I got a commission back in the late 90s, I got a commission from a theater in Dodge City, Kansas. And it was the theater. It had a great name. It was called the Boot Hill Repertory Company. And they had done one of my shows and enjoyed it. And the art director there called me up out of the blue and said, "Do you have anything else?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I've got this, that, and the other." He said, "Well, why don't you think about writing one? We'll commission you to write one for Dodge City." And I said, "What do you want it about?" He said, "Well, we want it about Dodge City." And I knew nothing about Dodge City. So I went out there and spent a lot of time out there. And I went out there again. And, you know, I read a lot and got the right kind of books. And so the first show in this series was one that I wrote for them. And I actually went out there and spent the fall out there. And I was in the show, too. So... And I lived in the Cimarron Hotel in Cimarron, Kansas, and it's in the middle of Gray County, which is about as big. It's like a state. Gray County is like a state. And Cimarron is the capital, and it has one traffic light. And 12 hours a day, it's a red light, and the other 12, it's a caution light.
So. I guess that tells you a lot about Cimarron.
Yeah,
Kansas,
it did.
Right
it did.
There. Yeah. Had you tried writing the entire play or just music and lyrics before the Dodge City work?
I had tried. I did once or twice before I'd done the whole thing, pretty much. So I knew I had a little bit of a grasp about that, or, you know, enough to get me in, you know, enough to make me think I could anyway.
Yeah. What are the particular challenges for you in writing for plays as opposed to just a song come into your head?
The great part about it is that you get a lot of it's just easier to write songs for a show because you have these characters and they think this and they think that and they stand up and they sing something. And it's great fun. The challenge is to not make them all sound the same. Because once you get in kind of a mindset, you know, like you're in Oklahoma in 1880, and you're thinking about these people, and you think about songs for them, and you can they can kind of come out all sounding the same. So that's kind of a bit of a danger that you have to work around.
Yeah, you have the advantage of the character giving you a starting point instead of sitting there at the piano, what am I going to write about? But right. On the other hand, you can get trapped in the character.
Right, exactly.
Well, one of the songs on here is the Bibulous Babylon. Give us a little setup on that. Well, let the folks hear it.
There's actually there's a man called Stanley Vestal who wrote a lot about the Old West, and he wrote a book called Queen of the Cowtowns. And there was an actual chapter in it called The Beautiful Bibulous Babylon. And I don't know if he made that up or if it was already made up, but I thought that was a great title for a song. So this is sort of a tribute to the old days of Dodge City.
All right. Mike Craver, The Bibulous Babylon. We'll be back on the Art Spot after this.
Once there was a feller named Charlie Reff, who not so very long ago happened on a spot that weren't too hot and commenced to shoot buffalo. Not so far behind a feller named Hoover, Clum from the primordial ooze. He laid a board across two hobnail barrels and made a fortune selling booze. Pretty soon lots of little bitty businesses spread from the spot like fleas. A couple of corrals and a flock of night owls feeding fancy houses full of chickadees. Oh, the beautiful, the bibulous Babylon, where the jack of diamonds reigns. May she forever prosper and carry on, jewel of the great high plains. Pretty soon somebody run a railroad right through the middle of our game. Kansas got fenced and the cow trade commenced, and our little town ain't ever been the same. With the longhorns come the rowdy cowpokes, ready for a shave and a shot. Blasting off the hats of the town folks could be construed as rude, but maybe not. In the beautiful, the bibulous Babylon, where the jack of diamonds reigns, may she forever prosper and carry on, jewel of the great high plains. How fondly I recall the old days when the undertaking trade was bold. A weekend's kill would fill boot bill and put money in the bank for mold. Jolly cowboys appreciated Shakespeare, that's how I became a star. But tragedy, my friends, it takes beer, so his dressing room is always by the bar. In the
We are back on the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com with Mr. Mike Craver. We heard at the end of the last segment, The Bibulous Babylon, from his new album, Bosch and Moonshine, which has nothing to do with Boschhammer Stadium. And I'm not exactly sure of the Moonshine connection, but it's a collection of his 17 favorite pieces from four plays he has written in recent years, including Bosch and Moonshine, Sean, The Bell of the Wabash, Sarah Bernhardt in Texas, I love that, and Oklahoma Hail and Damnation. And the best song, at least the ones he liked the best, he put together on this. Now, a lot of folks locally have you kind of pigeonholed as a piano player, even though you do play guitar on stage as well. But for this album, you did everything yourself.
Well, yeah, it's mostly keyboard. You know, I play a lot of keyboard, piano, but then I do the bass, but that's keyboard too. So,
yeah.
But I do a little bit of guitar, so it's got a little bit of acoustic.
Yeah. How long did it take you to record the album once you picked the songs?
I did it last spring, a couple months maybe.
Yeah. Do you record it locally?
I have a home studio, so I've the last three CDs of mine I've done there.
Very good. How does that compare when taking aside the cost part of it, as far as just the ease of being able to record in a home studio as opposed to making a reservation for 4 p.m. on a certain day, and then you have to be right at that point.
It takes a lot of the ante off of it. It's great. I love it, you know. You can spend all the time you want to on it, too. That's the best part.
Yeah.
You know.
It certainly shows on Bosch and Moonshine. And is there a website or local locations where folks can pick up a copy of the album?
Yeah, they can go to my website, which is mikecraver.com, or they can also purchase it on Amazon. And it's also on digitally, it's distributed on a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
So iTunes, et cetera, you know.
Indeed. So folks who are caught up in the spirit hearing us talk can have instant gratification or depending on the speed of their broadband, close to instant gratification. It's a whole different world where you can just immediately buy the books and records you hear about on the radio or TV.
Right.
But that means less sales at the shows, too.
Yeah, so it's a whole different world now than when it used to be.
It's changed so much. Why don't you tell us about the song "The Dame of the Camellias," and we'll hear that.
Well, this is about Sarah Bernhardt, and she one of the roles she played was gosh, now my memory's escaping me, but she was the Dame of Camellias. You know, it's the old that old squash pie. So this song is about sort of a tribute to her, done as if it were done by people in a music hall in the Old West, because she actually toured America a lot.
Yeah.
She came through my county twice in her career. You know, it's just phenomenal. And she had a whole railroad car, and she just bust ass everywhere. She just went all over the place.
Yeah.
And I think she did like 3 or 4 farewell tours. So she was always saying goodbye and coming back and doing another one.
Yeah, it amazes me that folks like Sarah Bernhardt or Jenny Lind, the Swedish Nightingale, could be so well known in a time without TV, without radio, without recordings. This is all word of mouth and seeing somebody in person live, because that was the only way you got to see music.
Right.
So here is from Bosch and Moonshine, the new album by Mike Craver, a song about Sarah Bernhardt, the Dame of the Camellias.
She was the Dame of Camellias, not azaleas, not abelias. She was the Dame of Camellias, and she was a sweetheart of gay Parry. They say Cornelius Vanderbilt came to every show. He cried through every scene. You should have heard him blow. That little gal, she broke the hearts of Europe's howling swells, including Victor Hugo and his pal, the Prince of Wales. She was a Dame of Camellias, not azaleas, not abelias. She was the Dame of Camellias. She was the sweetheart of gay Parry. She loved Prince Napoleon, though he had chubby arms, unsuitable for amour, but not without his charms. She had flings with counts and kings and the Tsar.
He was a dope.
It's even said she had a little diddle with the Pope. She was a Dame of Camellias, not azaleas, not abelias. She was the Dame of Camellias. She was a sweetheart of gay Parry.
She was pretty good at laughing. She was very good at crying. But her specialities was murdering and dying. You should have seen her Lady Macbeth washing her bloody hands. They say her turn as Hamlet was as good as any man's. She was a Dame of Camellias, not azaleas, not abelias. She was a Dame of Camellias. She was a sweetheart of gay Parry. She was the Dame of Camellias,
yes,
not azaleas,
no,
not abelias.
What?
She was the Dame of Camellias. She was the sweetheart of gay Parry. She was the sweetheart of gay Parry.
All All right. That was The Dame of the Camellias by Mike Craver from his new album, Bosch and Moonshine. Before we let the whole day get away from us here, Mike, towards the end of July, you'll be at the Arts Center with Jim Watson, Joe Newberry, and Bill Hicks for a show that I think is a lot of fun. And y'all put out a killer album last year that I've been playing over and over. Y'all sound like you're having so much fun together. You really sound like old friends who've been playing music you love for 40 years, and except for Joe, who's only been hanging around with you for maybe 20 years, that's pretty much how it is.
That's about the size of it, you know. And we did the record and really quickly, like in about a week, really, sort of like a long weekend. So we knew the material pretty well.
Yeah, it's songs like Uncle Charlie's Revenge and all, just
right. And
hard to forget.
Some of them, Kiss Me Quick, like Kiss Me Quick, we've been doing that forever.
You know? Yeah.
It goes way back.
Yeah, y'all have just seem to be having so much fun. It's pretty irresistible. And we're having fun on the Art Spot, and we'll be back right after these messages. So we are back on the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com with Mike Craver. We've been talking about and hearing a couple of tracks from his new CD, Bosch and Moonshine, a collection of his 17 favorite songs from four musicals he has written over the past 5 years or so. And you can obtain a copy by going to MikeCraver.com or Amazon.com, iTunes, all your favorite sources.
Deezer.
You can find Bosch and Moonshine by Mike Craver. 17 delightful songs. What's up for you next? Are you going to write another play in this series?
I'm writing one more. I'm actually doing that right now. And I think this will be my last one, but I'm finishing that up now. And I go up to this fall, I go up and perform in that one.
Cool. And where will that be produced?
It's the Northwest Illinois Theater Coalition. It's a group of three or four small community theaters who banded together and do these shows.
Beautiful. Now, none of these have been produced locally yet?
No, they've just been done there. I'd sort of tailor-make them for the people there. That's kind of interesting. It's good to know who you're writing for while you're writing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. So what's the fifth one? How far along are you with it?
I'm about through, and it's called The Queen of the Cowtowns.
Yeah.
And that was actually another name for Dodge City.
Yes, indeed. I passed through Dodge City many, many years ago on the way to Telluride.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a lot of fun, Mike, and I would recommend Bosch and Moonshine to anyone with an interest in musical theater, the imagined West of the late 19th century, or just people who like great music and great lyrics that really tap your mind and rope you in with a love of language. You can just read the titles here and see what a great love of the English language, not just the black and white keys, Mike Craver has. And it shines through on Bosch and Moonshine. Any closing thoughts for us, Mike?
Oh, gee, Art, not really, except I have been watching this Ken Burns Dust Bowl thing, and that Dodge City and the places that I write about were right in the middle of that, and I didn't really realize that, but it's sort of in that Texas Panhandle and above, and they suffered a lot of devastation.
Yes, indeed.
Back during that time, that unbelievable time.
Yeah, Dodge City's not that far as the crow flies from Okemo, Oklahoma, the birthplace of Woody Guthrie and John Fulbright. And so it's a neat touchstone to that time, and to Fulbright will be at the Art Center June 13th, and really? He's the current voice of the Okie community traveling out.
Wow, I'm going to check that one out.
Great artist, as is Mike Craver. Get yourself a copy of Bosch and Moonshine. Come see Craver, Hicks, Newberry, and Watson July 28th, I believe, at the Art Center. Thanks for listening to The Art Spot.
Thank you,
thanks
Art.
For being on the show, Mike.
Thank you, Art.